This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
We've got sport to talk about. Milo and Barney are in the studio. KG is on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan, Barney and Milo. Good morning, fellas.
Well, before we get to sport, I'm very, very pleased that our Premier, Stephen Marshall, who I actually like, is not going to be anywhere near the West Australian Premier. Because let me just point the facts out. West Australia has 11 active cases and we have none. But let us not get the facts in the way. Now, by the way, we got our man. We got three of them, in fact.
Well, we did. We got four South Australian boys out of five. So really and truly, that's a good performance by the Crows. And likewise, Port Adelaide, they got their man, Lachlan Jones. So overall, fellas, the draft day yesterday was very kind to Adelaide. Now we just got to get our act together and get organised from here on in. But well done to both clubs.
Yeah, Kane Corns has always got to find something. You reckon the Crows went safe, but that's not a bad thing. Now, KG, a week ago I interviewed young Luke Pegler from Kingston. No surprise to me. I thought he'd go, but not at number 11.
Go, but not a pick 11, no. Milo.
No, well, the thing is, I think they're all realising the worth of a kid that can actually get the ball and win a contest now.
Well, by all reports, and I've not seen the young man play, but by all reports, speaking to a couple of his teammates yesterday, when I knew he was drafted, they said he's a hard-nosed little bloke, likes to win the hard ball, and he's coming off a shoulder reconstruction. So, but that we spoke to him yesterday, and he said that was coming along very well indeed, but he is a surprise, but obviously somebody within the organisation liked him. So have you seen him play yet, guys?
Yeah. I had a look at him live in Adelaide, and I've looked at his highlights because I always like to go up and pop my head in and have a look at our local boys at Goonhild. And big call, KG. He's got a little bit of Luke Hodge about him, and I reckon that's what the Crows saw.
Well, if he's got a smidgen of Luke Hodge in him, he's going to be all right, I can tell you. That's the case.
And, Ken, I believe the Port Power are very happy with the ones they've picked up.
Absolutely, Barney. They earmarked Lachlan Jones, and we saw what he can do in last year's grand final for Woodville West Torrens. So, look, Port Adelaide, honestly, when you sit down and look at the kids that didn't get a game last year that are highly, highly ranked and what they've done this year, the next 2 years, Port Adelaide have an unbelievable opportunity to snare their second premiership. But if I was a betting man, I'd be putting a little wager on Port Adelaide next year coming up and doing the job, to be quite frank. They're smoking the pipe, so to speak.
Now, the players are going to have to work a bit harder. We're virtually going to see them play an extra quarter of footy because 5-4s are 20. So that's an extra quarter for me. So the players are going to have to work a bit harder. Less rotation. So the view is, and I agree, we're going to have the pure footballer come into it a bit more.
Well, we are. The 16-minute quarters, okay, given the pandemic, and we accept all that now, that's hopefully moving behind us. But 20-minute quarters is the way to go because it was not enough goals were scored and the wind side got in front. They just played safe in the 16-minute quarter. So that's a real positive move. The interchange, we'll be keen to see how that works. But we've just got to get the spectacle of the game back to how we like it. Because what I saw last year, and I know we had the pandemic, was very, very ordinary last year. A lot of games.
I am really looking forward to the Women's League starting. They're all going to be ticketed. They're all going to be COVID safe and spaced.
Yeah.
And this will be a good lead-in for the AFL season later on with ticketed seats, everyone spaced. But I'm really looking forward to the girls taking the field.
Well, that's going to be interesting because, as I understand it, the AFL is going to charge an entrance fee for the women's
$10.
Competition.
$10.
$10 now.
Free under 18.
Well, I'll be keen to see, and I certainly hope this doesn't happen. But what effect it might have on the attendance? That's going to be a very interesting one. I don't know whether introducing that, given the fact of coming off a tough year and all that, whether right now is the way to go for next season. I perhaps would have waited another year to sort of get over this pandemic and move in the right direction. But that will be very interesting, Barney and Milo.
Now, I'm going to fire you up because the latest bid for the Bradman cap is $250,000.
quart of a... Is that all?
No, that's only the starting bid. So what do we reckon it's going to go for? Warnie's went for $1 million. I know you're very anti it.
North of $1 million.
What will Bradman go for, Cage?
Well, probably $2 million, but I'm totally against anybody selling the baggy greeners. I'm totally against the Brownlow or the McGarry. There are some things that aren't for sale, and certainly the baggy green cap comes under that category, in my view. That's special. That's one of the great things in sport, the baggy green. Just its name and the way that it looks. I can understand perhaps why this is happening at the moment, but that disappoints me, really.
And finally, absolutely. KG, I think we've got to do something about these courts in sport. This young girl, the swimmer, who was banned for 4 years, and she appealed.
Jack, yep.
And then they said, oh, well, you didn't know you were taking it. You only have to do 2 years. I mean, if she didn't know she was committing an offence, I think it's zero. Go back in the pool.
Well, exactly right. And this is where it's all murky, Barney. You're a doctor. You know more about these things than I do. But I find this ruling hard to sort of get across it, to be quite frank. And it just staggers me a bit. Now we've got the young lady missing the Tokyo Olympics, and now she's going through the courts again, which is horrible, really.
Exactly.
For a young
well,
lady.
We'll talk to you again next week. We'll get you fired up. We'll talk and see what the week brings.
Well, it'll bring plenty of things. Everything's always happening in the wonderful world of sport, Barney and Miley. Good to talk to you.
Take care.
Stick it up, Cornsy.
You and for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.